Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton girls basketball. The Lady Cats are 6-6 on the season. We have a few games to talk about. Two to finish out the Tongi tournament last week. Holton had beat Tongi in overtime in the opening round and then again played overtime last week on Thursday, Coach. You end up falling to Eudora 50-45. I know some questionable things there at the end of regulation, but you know, that's a top-ranked undefeated 4A team at the time, and really thought going back to that Eudora game, your girls played really, really well. You kind of had to battle from behind much of the first half and into the fourth quarter, but a lot of great effort. I thought the girls played really well last Friday night against Eudora.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think overall, maybe one of our best games in showing some grit and resiliency and against a really good basketball team with, I think, two fantastic players, one that will be All-State for sure and another young player as a freshman that's a huge player for Eudora. And I thought that our girls continued to chip away throughout the game and stay connected with them. And as the game wore on, I think the belief that we could be there and would be there at the end continued within the team. And maybe the most important part of the game, I feel like, is we're down 40-33 with 2.5 minutes left, and we find a way to get multiple consecutive stops and get the lead 42-40 with 10 seconds left in the ball game. And, you know, sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't. I don't feel like we did anything strategically. I don't think the girls did anything wrong in how we were playing that last 5 seconds out. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way, but super proud. And I also want to say this, a little shout out to all of our fans and family and people that were there that night. The reception that the girls and the team received out in the lobby when they came out of the locker room, you would have thought that we had made the state tournament. And I just want to say a huge thank you out to all of our people from Holton that were there to support our girls that way. It was just awesome.
You bet. So Saturday then was the third game in 3 days, and coming off back-to-back overtime nights, I missed the game against Piper, but I know they're one of the top-ranked teams in Class 5A, so it was a daunting challenge, you know, playing them at any point, but you end up falling in that game 63-31 Saturday, and it sounded like just the legs and the energy against a really, really, really good team was tough to find.
Yeah, it was a tough matchup to start with. Piper is a fantastic team. They have about all the weapons you'd like, and they're actually missing a big piece of their team. They have a 6'1 player that's out with an ACL. Even without her, they are a fantastic basketball team, super athletic, fast, and can play all over the floor inside and out. And you know, it wasn't a great matchup for us to begin with, and we were a little bit heavy-legged. And I thought the girls continued to compete, but we were just a little bit outmatched by Piper on Saturday.
Yeah, Riley County last night, and I felt like it was kind of just a little bit of a carryover effect, you know. It just seemed like the energy, you know, down two at the end of a quarter, or tied at the first quarter, but down seven at halftime, and then just playing catch up the rest of the game. But little things like rebounding and just getting the shots to go in seemed like to be a challenge last night.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, defensively we hold them to 43 points. We did what we needed to do. In our initial defense and first shot defense, the key to the game, I feel like, was their ability to rebound the ball, especially on the offensive glass, and our inability to clean the defensive glass. That's where the difference in the game was. You know, we were maybe just a little bit sluggish. I thought our girls fought hard throughout the game. They executed a little bit better in some key situations. They made shots, and they have a fantastic player that stepped up and made 26 points for their team on the night. And you know, we just didn't quite have a response on offense, but I think if we had rebounded the ball a little bit better, the game would have been a different situation in the fourth quarter.
Ended up falling 43-29, and a little bit of time off, Coach, which seems like it's coming at a perfect time, because then you're going to have a busy three games at home stretch next week and pretty nonstop through the end of the year. So a chance to catch your breath that I'm sure you and the girls are kind of looking forward to, and then get refocused to make a late push here, right?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a lot of basketball here in this two-week stretch, you know, three games this past weekend, four games in 6 days, and then we're going to take a day off on Wednesday, get our legs back and get some bodies freshened up, and then hopefully we have two good practices to finish out the week, and then we'll turn our attention to the three games that we have next week with prep on Monday for Royal Valley.
Well, best of luck. We look forward to seeing your team in action again next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and enjoy a day off, please.
I appreciate you, Justin. Thanks. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball after this break.